Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world, and good morning to our Easy Way family and to our celebrity host, Retha Gray. Retha, you on with us? Okay.
I'm here.
There she is.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm here. The engineer didn't unmute me. I was unmuted. I was having a wonderful conversation.
That's why this is Radio Boomers
Live.
Good
morning, everyone.
The bloopers sit right in. And, Reese, summer seems to be disappearing. I haven't done anything yet. What's going on? You know, aren't you supposed to do something through July and August, like go someplace or, I don't know?
I'm not in the middle of a pandemic. I went out of town for work. I was in Dallas, and I'm so glad I'm not still in Dallas. They're having a terrible pandemic time down there now. But no,
well, you know what?
A lot
We're,
of people have not been traveling
show.
Because...
We got an exciting show coming up, Reese, and we got a. This is going to be fun. We have a extremely exciting guest coming on. I don't know the words to use. Kate goes way back. Kate Linder's going to be on with us, and she has an extensive and successful career in entertainment. Kate has played the and made famous her role of Esther Valentine in the popular TV series The Young and the Restless for almost 40 years. She's a celebrity spokesperson for the ALS Association, along with having three teas a year for the March of Dimes in Canada. And she brings the cast of The Young and the Restless. Kate is also an ambassador for the Conductive Education Program, along with running for the local board and convention delegate SAG-AFTRA. And has just wrapped up the movie Shiver with Kate Hudson, Michael Shannon, and Don Johnson, and she's also a celebrity on the Easy Way Wall of Fame, and we will be a speaker coming up on an Easy Way Experience, which Retha will be there too on August 25th. And let's bring her on. Kate Linder, are you on with us?
I'm here.
There she is.
Can you hear me? Yay.
Hi,
Kate.
Can hear
good
you.
Morning.
Good morning.
And you're on with Retha.
Oh,
I think yay. you know Retha.
Of course. Hi, Retha. I wish I could see you in person, but next time, right?
No, actually, you really don't. I do the show from bed. Don't tell anybody.
you know what?
That's great. If you can do that,
I can relate to that. We're happy doing the Zooms without the, you know, if I ever do a Zoom with somebody, I just leave the little face on there, you know, the little round person. You got to be in the mood to do that.
Yeah. I know. Well, hey,
well,
I look forward to the day, you know, when we're back.
Yeah.
Someday we will. Hang in
well,
there.
You know, Kate,
yes.
you know, I read what you've done, what you've accomplished, and so many accolades, and I could go on and on with another seven pages. But the question is, what does Kate Linder do in her spare time? Because I know there's so much of it. No, I'm just kidding.
You're so funny.
You know?
You're so funny,
Jim. You've got, you know, what you're doing with the March of Dimes. Congratulations with that up in Canada. And you actually bring the cast members there. That's got to be kind of fun and exciting,
yeah.
Right?
You know, this last year, we couldn't do a regular tea. We did an online one and had an auction. We raised about $15,000, which was really good for that, you know. But I really look forward to, you know, being in person. We're hoping that will be able to happen in February, but who knows? And that would be in Toronto. We do Toronto, Calgary, and Vancouver, but
so
who
cool.
knows? So we'll just keep our fingers crossed and hopefully, you know, we'll
and
be
that's
able
exactly
to do that.
Right.
So.
When you say, you know, we're all saying we just don't know what's around the corner, especially in these times.
Right.
I mean, Kate and Retha and myself, you know, we've been around a little bit, and I don't know if either one of you, I know I haven't experienced what's going on today with all this stuff, you know.
Well, no, who has? I mean, I don't, think, you know, many people have. And so it's all new territory. And
new
so
territory.
I think we just have to look, we have to learn to be flexible and, you know, things change. And we have to say,
exactly.
Okay, you know, last week they said this and this week they're saying this. And we just have to follow the science and go along and keep safe and take care of each
exactly.
other. And yourself,
and you know,
so that we can get through this. That's all.
You've experienced, you know, being with such a long role, 40 years playing a character. That's what do you think it is that holds somebody to a? What's well, probably you, of course, but there's a lot of characters, and they could be the same as Kate, as you know, Esther Valentine, but they just don't go on that long. It's the actress. It's Kate Linder that keeps Esther going. And let me ask you something. Have you ever signed your name by mistake when you go out somewhere, Esther Valentine?
Yes,
after playing the role for some.
But I answer to Esther, believing if people yell, "Hey Esther," I definitely turn around, right? You know, as I started out, I was only supposed to be on for one day, and
I remember the story.
Yeah, Tom Palmer was the casting director at the time, and I had gone in on a general interview and, you know, left him the tape and went home and went, oh, gosh, you know, is this ever going to happen? He called, you know, and said, hey, you know, I've got this role. It's really, really, really small. And he said, if you blink, you're going to miss it. But he said, I'm looking for something else for you on the show, which if, you know, because usually if you do, and Risa knows this, if you do a small or if you do anything like that, forget it. You can't come back as something else, you know. But I
right.
don't know. I'll do it. And that was, oh, my gosh, almost 40 years ago, and I'm honored and so excited to be part of the Young and the Restless. It's an amazing show, and I'm so proud of it. And I think, you know, my character really speaks to, you know, the underdog and a lot of everyday and it has a lot of human traits that a lot of,
yeah.
you know, some of the other characters are wearing, you know, oh my gosh, the glamour, jewels and, you know,
yeah.
gowns. And my character doesn't do that. And I think she's relatable, which is
totally.
Lot of the thing. And also, she's funny, and back then, boy, there wasn't really comedy on soaps, and so Esther, you know, Esther provides that, and which
Esther
I love,
evolved.
And I love that people can smile, and if I can make people feel good, even if it's for a 5 minutes or a second, whatever it is, then
yeah.
then that's what I want to do. That makes me
and
happy.
They can relate.
Speaking
to
of
Esther,
making people feel good. I was reading in your official biography that you were a flight attendant even after you started working on the show. Is that
well, yeah,
true?
You know what? Guess what? I still am.
I read that, but I thought it couldn't possibly mean that she still is. Really?
So cool.
Yeah, I fly for United Airlines, and so... I'm still an employee, and it's great because I see a lot of, I've had a lot of great stories and, you know, see a lot of people, you know, it's like doing a giant personal appearance, you know, in the sky. And I actually found out I was getting my star on the airplane. So that they're all tied. It's all tied in somehow. And I don't know how, but definitely.
It's so cool.
Definitely, yeah.
My sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Is a
flight flight attendants are in the news a lot now because of all of the passengers behaving badly. Have you had one quick experience of somebody behaving badly and you had to put them in their place?
How would Kate handle
that
situation?
Yeah, I've had, you know, some of those kind of situations, and I think you just have to diffuse it as best you can. I fly purser a lot, which means that I'm in charge of, you know, the cabin and other flight attendants. So if something's happening back there, I'm usually the one that's going to have to go deal with it. But I
wow.
But I think everyone, there's so many different opinions, and there's so many what people think they should do. But you know, there are rules now and things we have to go by, and we're only doing what we're told to do and what we have to do. And the FAA says this is what you do. So that's what's happening. And I think people just have to realize that it's not nothing personal, not personal against the passenger, but you know, we just all, it's just crazy.
You
have to get from point A to point B and safely as we can.
My brother's wife is a flight attendant. She's our age, and she's been with them for a long time.
Who's she fly for?
I think it's United.
Yeah.
She's back in Chicago. Chicago.
Yeah.
He's
a pilot? What'd you say?
He's a pilot. He's got a nice plane and a nice hangar and everything. He keeps his cars in there and that. She won't fly with him. Isn't that something? She flies all the time but won't fly in the smaller double-engine plane.
Well, you know, I understand that. The big planes have a lot of, you know, backup systems and backup things, and kind of scary. I've been in a small plane. I get it. But, you know.
Well,
I think it's great you have two jobs that you love. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
congratulations,
you know what?
On your film, Shiver.
Okay.
So cool.
Shriver.
That's,
That's
just
okay.
Wrapped up with Don Johnson and Kate Hudson, and I think it's Michael Shannon, right?
Yeah. You know, that's interesting because I actually, right before the pandemic, I had, right before everything shut down anyway, I had one day left to do on this film, and I was supposed to go in the next day, and I was in the bank, and I ran into some of the crew, and they went, oh, Kate, we're going for coffee in the morning, you know, what do you want? I said, really? So yeah. I said, okay, so I gave them my order. And I never saw them again because that night, you know, everything shut down. And but we were able finally to come back, and I was able to finish it. So I hope that's going to be out. You know, it just wrapped not that long ago, so hopefully that will be out soon. And
a few more guidelines filming when you're doing it. Quite a few more guidelines to you know, the distancing and trying to shoot a film on set. And
right.
So many.
You have to be,
And
you
be
have
on point
to be,
with that,
you know, so. With being careful. And I'm so proud of Young and the Restless, our show, and how they've handled it and keeping everyone safe. And I feel really, you know, I feel like I'm safe and that, you know, and when I go to work, it's going to be okay. And you know, I'm proud of our union, SAG-AFTRA, because, you know, all the unions actually have worked with all the productions and, you know, the different companies and producers, everything, to make sure that we're all on the same page and that, you know, we can get through this and people can get back to work and be safe while they're doing it. So
and you're running for the local board and convention delegate for SAG-AFTRA, right?
I am. I am, and the ballots are out. So if any of your listeners are SAG-AFTRA, I know you are, you know, your ballots are in the mail. Did you get yours?
I got mine.
Yeah. So it's, you know, they came in the mail. They're due on the 2nd. So we're saying if you get them mailed by the 26th, hopefully it would get there in time. So anyway, any of your listeners, that would be great too.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to vote, whichever way
to vote.
Or whatever side you're on. It's important to vote, and
we support
you. Know,
Kate.
You can't,
we support Kate.
Hey, thanks. Well, I just like I said, I've been on several negotiating committees, and I see the other side of it. You know, when your producers have one thing to look at and the actors have another thing, you know, but we're all in this together. We want to produce the best product we can. And so
well,
I'm all for that. you know.
And it's nice you're supporting both ends. You know, you're not just the actress. You're in so many different genres of the entertainment, you know. And you want to know what's going on behind the scenes, which you definitely do. And congratulations on your Easy Way Wall of Fame member, celebrity member. And you'll be...
You go back.
Well, you know, when did you meet? I mean, you met Eric quite a few years ago. I think it was like...
Yeah, I met him a long time ago. I met him when he was, you know, well, I don't know, beginning. How long has he been doing this?
Well, yeah, WTV days on the carpet at the events.
Yeah.
I remember I was with you on stage at the Anaheim event for the Chalk Children's Hospital. We gave an award. Yeah. Well, the years go so fast, it's hard keeping up.
I know.
Tell me your experience with the Easy Way on meeting Eric. I mean, it's a game changer.
Well, you know, your son is an amazing guy. I've always admired him. I think it's really important, no matter what, you know, what I always say is never, never give up. And that's something that Eric does as well. And so I saw that in him. And, you know, so whenever he asked me to help or to go to something or be part of something, you know, I always try to say yes, because I think he's a very caring person. He works really hard. He tries to, you know, put people together that can help each other. And, of course,
that's what
it's all about. And if we all did a little more of that, you know, we'd be in a much better place. So I think you should be very – I know you're proud. I know you're proud.
You know, he keeps his faith strong. And he does. He's got a big heart. He likes helping people. But,
he does.
You know,
yeah.
Little did we know when we graduated high school how fast the years would go by. Nobody ever told us that. And, you know, Kate, I don't know, there's too much Kate Linder here. I mean, there's so many questions I had for you. There's like four more pages, and yet we're out of time. We have to move on. But can we have a part two with Kate coming up sometime?
I would love that. You know,
we're just saying hello here. There's so much, Reith, and I want to talk to you about, and Reith is thinking, I have questions, too.
I would love that. And like I said to Reith, you know, and I hope someday it's in person, you know. But even if it can't be, you know, I would love to do this again. You guys are great.
Well, we'll be doing it an Easy Way Experience. I believe Kate will be there on the 25th, right?
Speaking on the Easy Way Experience.
He
needs to tell me what's going on with that.
Eric volunteers us for stuff, and we just kind of show up.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I see you everywhere. You are everywhere. And now that
I know
that you're working two jobs, you're at every event, you're always looking glamorous, I'm just amazed.
Well, look at you. You do the same thing.
You guys can write a book.
You do the same thing, you know. And, hey, what did they say? What's that saying? If you want something done, ask the busiest person you know. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's true.
And that's what it is.
That's true.
We have an event coming up, an Easy Way Experience. So plug in. It's a Zoom. And until then, Kate, we have to have you back. So we'll be talking.
I'd love it. I would love that. So
we'll do that. And thanks for taking the time,
because
I know you have a busy schedule this morning. But thanks for coming out
I so enjoyed it. You guys take care. You take care of yourself. And I look forward to doing this again.
Yay.
Okay. Thank you, Kate.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. So cool that Kate stopped in with us. And we got to move into our commercial. And then we have a special guest, Zandra Evans, coming up. So take notes, boy. Take notes when Zandra's on. Let's go in a commercial.
We are living in a digital age, and we think it's safe to say that all businesses are needing to transition from traditional brick and mortar to broadcast. Everything is really about data collection and building a community. Easy Way Broadcasting has created a social network/solution provider within the Easy Way network to help its members with this transition. Introducing the EZWay Wall of Fame, a one-stop shop for business owners and influencers that help them to connect, grow, learn, and scale the EZWay. Over the years, we have been building affiliates and partnerships in all genres. That means our platform utilizes all our members' businesses to provide services at a much lower cost, help sell their service, and promote their awareness to more potential customers. Through our new media empire, we have a reach to millions. Become an affiliate. Make money doing it the easy way. Create your free account today by visiting EZWayWallOfFame.com. Accelerate your influence through direct access to the right influencers. We have many TV shows that our members can be interviewed by. We have our own magazine and radio station to promote our EZWay Wall of Fame members' profiles, which they control. The more friends you get, the bigger your business will grow. Join the EZWay Wall of Fame community for free today.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. EZWay Wall of Fame. And I'll tell you, that event coming up, August 25th, Reefa's going to be on there. And, you know, there's so much going on, and it's a fast world today, keeping up. And I want to bring on Zandra Evans. And believe me, you want to take notes when Zandra is talking, because it's a treasure trove of beneficial information. And this is stuff that if you don't have it, you basically fall behind. You know, like some of the companies we know, we don't have to mention them, but they didn't stay plugged in and they fade away. So let's see if she's on board here. Zandra Evans, you on with us? She's a lifetime transformation coach, speaker, and author. She's host of the Real Biz Talk, 40 years experience working with corporate environments, various leadership roles. Zandra has an extensive background in human resource management and relationship development. Her show, Real Biz Talk, she is an executive producer, a multiple communication award-winning network, and the list goes on and on. It's Zeds Corp, Zandra TV Network, and a member of the EZWay Wall of Fame. And she will be a speaker coming up on August 25th on an EZWay experience. Zandra Evans, are you on with us?
I am on with you. How are you today?
Yes, yay, Zandra. And I want to introduce you to Reefa Gray, our celebrity host, Reefa Zandra Evans.
Welcome, Zandra.
Pleased to meet you, Reefa. I've heard about you, Reefa. One of my producers actually knows you well.
Uh-huh. See, Reef?
And who is that?
Dr. Brenda Stratton.
Oh, my travel buddy to Africa.
Yeah, that's exactly who it is.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well, you remember Zandra, Reefa was Betty White's co-star in Off Their Rockers. And we were talking about, you know, Kate Linder was just on, and I asked her after, you know, you have accolades, and Kate and Reefa, you have so much going on. The question is, what does Zandra Evans do in her spare time? Is there any? Like with Reefa and Eric, there is no.
There is no free time. I mean, you know what? I have to tell you, becoming a grandmother, right? When you're a grandmother, you anticipate right. What it's going to be like, and then we come one for real. My spare time is their spare time. So
yeah.
What they would like to do, I spend quality time with them. So, yeah, that's my entertainment when I'm not working, which is pretty, I got a slim margin of time. I spend it with my grandkids.
Mm-hmm. So overall, when I read your bio, and God, you're just hooked up to so much stuff, and the list of, you know, beneficial, I mean, how you've helped people, where did that energy come from? Like, Reefa's always doing the acting and going out with the auditions, but I mean, you guys could both be in a situation where you can get up in the morning, relax a little bit. What is that plug that gives you all this energy and, you know, has lifetime transformation coach and a speaker and all that? What is it that gives you that? Did you have a great-grandmother or something that was like that? Or did you inherit
well,
that?
Well, my mother should have been a comedian. But I, you know what? I just believe that life is for the living. And because of that, I wake up with this
overwhelming amount of energy every day. I'm a woman of faith. You know, God has given me the ability to shine my light brightly in the world. And so for me, it's the opportunity to truly make a difference in the universe. So I'm excited every day.
Well, plus what you're doing is, you know, exactly what you're doing is when you get done, you've helped a lot of people because that's what it's all about. Everything you're tied in with is corporate, helping people with this, with your speaking and being an author. It's all geared towards helping people get ahead. And that's got to be a good feeling when you're done with your day's work, right?
Absolutely it is. I mean, you know, there are two important questions that have to be answered. And so I feel like I'm on a crusade to help people answer two questions, and that is who they are and why they're here. Because when you answer those two questions and you really get a handle on that, then you will be able to evaluate the things that are good for you, maybe the things that are not so great for you, so that you kind of live in this space of fulfillment.
And that's so important because so many people have no idea who they are or what their purpose is in life. And that's wonderful that you help people with that.
Absolutely. That's the two most important questions to ask. No, I mean, again, I believe life is for the living. And, you know, of course, this radio show is not long enough for me to talk about, you know, why I have such passion around that. But I am the sole survivor of my immediate family. And because of that, I feel that I've been, I'm here on this earth to make that difference and to really shine my light to the world. Yeah.
So,
and know, especially to those grandchildren, because they will be grown before you know it. Believe me.
You know, know it. They're already growing up.
We want to get you an appointment with Retha. We want to get you an appointment, Jennifer, with Retha, because she's been in a dilemma on what do I do with myself? Right, Reese?
No.
I want to get on track.
No. No, but I hear you also help people with goal setting. Now, that's something that I could definitely use. What's
a quick tip on
goal setting?
You know, here's the thing. I think that we put a lot into what is my goal? What are the goals, to be? Once again, answering those two questions, then your goals become almost a nested approach to your life. Because once you really understand why you're here, it becomes a nested approach. You don't have to add things. I don't have to figure it out. I don't have to sit up and wonder and create, you know, this three-page document. It doesn't take that to know what your goals are. My goal is to help people in the universe to live the life that they deserve. And so how I do that, now that to me, that's the goal. How are you going to do that, Zandra? How are you going to do that, Retha? That really is the question, and you answer those questions, it'll tell you what you do from year to year.
So let's get down to the nitty-gritty, Zandra. You help a lot of people, and we know that there's a lot of issues out there. There's a lot of issues with people in business going through tough situations, whether it's personal or with their business, you know, because with the pandemic and so on, it's altered some of their finances. What as far as age groups go, are you mainly, you work with middle-aged, maybe 30, 40, 50-year-old people or all ages?
You know what? I deal with humans. I don't know that there's an age group to it. You know, I always say that I'm a baby boomer with millennial tendencies. So, you know, I'm a baby boomer, but yet I have this millennial piece in me, right? So I can have a conversation with a millennial and be able to really connect. I think it's just all about, you know, being able to meet people where they are. And so, you know, over my 40 years in corporate, I've learned how to meet people where they are and be able to communicate with them in that way.
Okay, I say that because the age breakdown is because I'm reading a lot of stuff about, you know, younger people, younger, you know, 18 to 25, having a lot of issues. I didn't know if that you've come across that. Or what is it that you're seeing out there when people come to you that is kind of the, you know, a little dilemma they have or issue? What is there anything that stands out? You know, is it What would you say?
Well, you know, I guess if I'm going to take, like, you know, people, you know, you graduating from college, I just had a coaching session with a lady out of California that, you know, just out of college. She's like, I just wanted to meet you. I want to talk to you and glean what I can glean. But at the end of the day, part of that conversation was wanting to fit into the box. Wanting to fit into the mold. And see, you go to college and then you think, well, I get out of college, I should get this good corporate paying job. But something in your spirit down deep inside of you says, but that's not really what fulfills me. I think that people are more fearful of going after what fulfills them because it's really, I don't even call it outside the box. It would be living without a box. And so how do you do that after you've spent $100,000 on an education? So that's what I find in the younger generation. Yeah.
For the younger, okay.
Now, you and have now, an affiliation and an arrangement with the Easy Way Wall. I hear you have a story about that.
Sandra's on the wall. Oh, I've seen her. Yep.
I'm on the wall. Get on the wall. I'm on the wall. I do have an experience with the wall. I mean, I don't know. I think I just have more of an experience with Eric Zulli and how amazing he is and how much energy he has. I'm glad that I got enough energy because otherwise I, you know, probably would glean from him and be jumping off a roof someplace. But, you know, the Easy Way Wall of Fame is an amazing program. It's something that all business entrepreneurs need to be involved in. I think that, you know, as this thing continues to grow, that the Easy Way Wall of Fame is going to just, you know, really help shape and form and craft small business entrepreneurs' journey to help them to be able to communicate, network, and at the same time cut some deals and figure out how you can partner and collaborate to really make a difference in your business.
It's a lot of collaborating, a lot of interactive. Years ago, we all know that you watch TV, listen to radio, period. That was it. Now, especially with this platform Eric put together, you're interacting with these people, and it's nice to be able to reach out and be able to do that compared to, you know, back in the 60s or 70s. Didn't have that opportunity. And congratulations on your show, too, Sandra. Real Biz Talk, right?
Well, yeah, you know, I got a couple of shows. So, you know, Real Biz Talk and then I have Fireside Chat. But I also have a new show that will be launching in September that's called Light It Up TV. Oh. And we're teaching people how to truly ignite their life and live the life that they deserve. Yeah.
So getting people, okay, there's a term. I was a psych major at Cal State Fullerton for a while. And one of the things I remember, there's three, I think, but was, you know, people have this term, well, it's called entrenchment. They get in their situation. You've been doing the corporate for 40 years. Is that, do you find it might be hard to, when you say people follow their dreams and so on, but they have to get out of that entrenchment situation that they're in. They have to take that chance and make some steps. Do you see it? Is it difficult getting people to get going towards their goals? I mean, what's blocking everybody?
Well, I mean, corporate is a mindset. So first of all, you know, I did spend 40 years in corporate America. It's a mindset and being able to really reframe your mindset to more of a community kind of structured thought process is different than being in a corporate environment. And so I think, you know, making the decision all comes much easier when you develop an exit strategy. And so for me, my success of leaving corporate America and coming here and building a studio and a network and, you know, having 27 different producers is because of mindset that I decided that I was going to put together an exit strategy before I ever left corporate. And that exit strategy is what actually propelled me into having TV, you know, network with 27 different shows.
That's an interesting scenario there. So the exit strategy is an important variable.
I think it's a real important variable because, you know what, a lot of people want to build an exit strategy when they've lost their job. And what I'm encouraging people to do is to develop your exit strategy while times are good because you have more bandwidth in your mind to be creative to live the life that you'd like to live.
And so that exit strategy is key, but develop it in good times, not when it's an emergency.
And when you're exiting with all that new knowledge that you put together. Okay.
There you go.
All right,
blow the dust off and
notes.
Start implementing.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
yeah.
this is like,
now
you
also
you.
Have a channel. You also have a program on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network, as well as your own network, right?
I do. I'm so excited about our collaboration. Eric and I are going to do great things. We always joke with one another and say we're just going to take over the streaming industry when it comes to small business entrepreneurs and being able to really teach them how to excel in business. And you know, my core belief is, and I think it's Eric's as well, why shouldn't you be able to sit in your home office and become a global mogul?
Exactly.
Well, streaming TV allows you to be global, and if you don't get on board now, you'll get left behind. And so we have rich conversations. We're excited about our collaboration, and he's doing great things, and together we are doing great things, so I'm excited.
This is amazing. I love it. This is what keeps it going. Blockbuster would still be out there if you guys had hooked up with them. ZandraEvans.com. Thank you, Zandra, for coming on. I'll tell you, this is some good stuff. And I told you guys, take notes. But if you didn't, we have the archive show. You can go on and listen to Zandra's tips here. Zandra's tips. Yeah, maybe that's the show you can do. Well, I think you have enough shows going on. Okay, we'll hold that down. But thank you, Zandra, for coming on. And, you know, slowing down your pace for Reith and I, because, you know, this is Radio Boomers Live. It's like Eric's show in slow motion, I say. So thank you so much, because I know you have a busy schedule, I can see. You have so much going on. And keep up the good work, and we'll be talking, and we want to have you come back again, too. Like we want Kate to come back, because you guys have so much. How are you going to do that in 15 minutes, right? And people want to know. A lot of questions out there, because times are different now. But thank you.
And tell Dr. Brenda, I said hello.
I sure will, Reitha. It was a pleasure.
So
thank
cool.
you all so much. Y'all have a good rest of your afternoon, and we shall talk again. So continue to be the
Zandra
best.
Zandra rocks. Peace. Zandra rocks. Yeah, we love Zandra. So, Reitha, is this stuff you take notes for, right? I mean, you know, if you're in business.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Time for a commercial, and then let's see what's going on Carmelita's Corner.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radioland. Here we are again, and I hope you're feeling grand. I've got a grand guest for you today. All right, there's that applause. Just love it. It's a great way to start the day, by the way. I've got a wonderful guest coming your way. His name is James Gagné, and he is an executive producer. He is also a part of the Directors Guild. He is a television executive at the TV Academy, and he's been a judge for the Emmys. And he's also a professional speaker and educator. And he's got a film project that's coming out called Rekindling Christmas, one of his productions. He is also the CEO of Rio Vista Universal Production Company. And his dad gave him some great advice. He said, you can do anything, achieve anything in this life. You just have to decide you really want to do it and never deviate. And that sounds like great advice. And he also has some gems of his own, and I'm going to give him a chance to speak for himself. So let's welcome James Gagné. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Carmelita, thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, I just am very happy to have you as a guest. You have so many accomplishments. Like Jim Zuley usually says about his guest, he just had Kate Linder on from The Young and Restless. We could be here all day, you know, listing all of your credits. But I want to ask you,
oh,
first
yeah,
of all.
Oh, yeah, I know Kate. She's
yeah.
She's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys have a lot in common. And by the way, I think somehow that you also are in connection with our producer, Eric Zuley, who we will be talking to afterwards. But anyway, I want to ask you where you're from and also what led you to the path that you decided to take as a producer and director.
You know, I'm a native Californian, you know, born and raised in Southern California. So, you know, the beach and the great weather was, you know, stranger to me, and then traveled the world quite a bit. And so gained a lot of experience early on, you know, traveling the world. And it really, you know, whether it be through my father or through, you know, the Boy Scouts, you know, it didn't really matter. How I was able to travel, I always took the opportunity because there was always something to learn from all the different places and the cultures and the people and all of that actually goes into, you know, directing and producing. Now all of that vast experience that I gathered early on in life.
Well, you know, James, that's one of the best ways to get an education is to travel. I think that it would be wonderful if everybody could travel, and then they can get a better perspective of what life is all about and the world is all about. I know that even when I went to Europe, and, you know, that's a country that's akin to ours as far as culture goes, and I've been to some of the other countries, including Africa and China, but when I came back on the plane, I wanted to kiss the ground when I came back home. I mean, you know, you really appreciate, you know, where you come from after you've had a chance to see what else is out there. You know, there's places in the world that don't even have telephones and or you know, restrooms as we know them. They have a hole in the ground. Even in France, there was a hole in the stall, and that was where you squatted. But I understand that squatting is actually better for you. It's a more natural way to do your business. But you know, I could tell bathroom stories all day long, James. So let's move on. Let's let's talk about.
It's always great to see things from other people's perspective.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
As you expand, you know, your thought process by being able to think from other people's points of views, it really expands your whole world and learning and ability for storytelling.
Exactly.
And I think you're right. I think, you know, the more that can be kind of included in the education, I think the world would benefit from it.
You know, I have a friend her name is Iris Stevenson. She's a music teacher, a wonderful music teacher. And actually, they made a film based on her called Sister Act with, I like to say, Whoopi Goldberg as the star. And Iris was a friend of mine when I taught school. I brought my friend, Senior Senator Pasquale Becchio, who at that time was one of the trustees of the Hollywood Arts Council, and we wanted to bring her group of youngsters from Crenshaw High School to perform at one of the events that was produced by the Hollywood Arts Council at the Hollywood Bowl. So we sat in her classroom, and we just were amazed at how she was able to work with her youngsters. Her way of taking role was giving them all a hug. Well, nowadays, of course, you know, you've got to be very careful of getting too close to anyone because, everybody is very litigious. Not everybody, but some people are. But in those days, it was okay, you know, to give your students a hug. And everybody was so loving and so cooperative with her. And the sounds that came out of those youngsters' voices were just so awe-inspiring. I looked at my friend Pasquale, and I hope he's listening now, and we actually started crying, tears of joy. We were so happy to be in that atmosphere, that loving atmosphere with Iris Stevenson. And then there was another time she met the prince of England, you know, at one of her trips where she took, her students to travel. And she gave the prince a hug, and you're not supposed to do that, but Iris is a Christian lady, and she just loves everybody. But she actually got in trouble for wanting to take her students over to France and some of the other places, and they put her in teacher jail, which is, I think, was very unfortunate. And at that time, President Obama was ahead of administration, and she had permission to take her students to the White House and so forth. But can you imagine? The LA Unified School District actually balked at that and put her in teacher jail. And I thought that was ridiculous. So I actually invited a crew from NBC. My husband was working at NBC at the time. And we did a press conference in front of the school. And, I just really, really wanted to stand up on her behalf as a former LA Unified school teacher myself, and we put together a bunch of people to just really defend her decision to take her students traveling, which, like you said, I think that traveling is one of the greatest educational tools that we could have. So anyway, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I definitely believe in that, and then there's nothing like having an impact early in someone's life. You know, I had impact early on in my life in a number of aspects, and it really changed the course of where I was going. And any time that you can do that for kids in a very positive way, you've literally changed the future. And so it's almost like time traveling. You like traveled to the future and made a better future by helping the kids today. Whatever way you're able to do that, you know, it's like take that opportunity. We do it with kids in after-school programs with See Me Learn, you know, in the arts and the sciences and opening their eyes up to, you know, what's available and that things aren't out of their reach. And, to teach them ways that they can be successful within an hour that they didn't believe were successful and to really open their eyes to and their mind and the thought process to the idea of that they can accomplish things that are impossible if they have the right person's help.
Yes, and before the time goes, because the time does go very quickly, I want you to get into what inspired you to produce Rekindling Christmas and also about your film festival coming up in Burbank on September the 11th and 12th.
Well, yeah. So Rekindling Christmas is based on a novel that was written by my wife, Rebecca Guinier, who's a USA Today bestselling author. And she's got, you know, some 35 you know, novels done, and she's, you know, really awesome as a writer. And so I had, you know, asked her to start, you know, looking at writing some scripts. And so Rekindling Christmas was the first script that, that, you know, she's had produced. And you know, on that one, fellow producer Ashley Atwood, who also stars in the film, really, really loved the script. And she's like, James, I want to make this. And I'm like, well, this is what it's going to take to make it. And so she really stepped up and was a full-fledged producer, not just in producer in name like you see in some films. And that was a very quick time frame that we had to make that in, you know, because by the time we were discussing this, it was like Black Friday, you know, and so like a Monday, we were already in December. But that film is really special. It's all the things that we do are really about characters and the relationships and that. But that one specifically was about second chance romance. So this is where, you know, Jesse and Annika were engaged, and they were in college, and Jesse got drafted by the NFL. And like any of us would do, he took that opportunity, and he went off. But with how much time demand that is, you know, Annika dropped off, and their lives kind of went on. And his knee blew out, and he ended up going back to the same college to start teaching in the college in the same small town, which, you know, they both grew up in. And he had no idea that Annika was there. And when he saw her, he started to realize that she was the best part of his life, and that he needed to do everything he could to try and rectify the past and to win her back, and make amends, which is not an easy task, especially when, you know, so much time has gone by and there's other things that have gone on in each other's lives that, you know, you don't know about. But that's really the beginning of the story there. And it kind of
sounds like a great premise for a story. And I know you don't want to give too much away, but how can people see that or attend your event? Is there a website they can go to?
Yeah, so they can go to rekindlingchristmas.com on there, and it'll be all the kind of latest ways that you can go ahead and view that. And then we also are going to be at the Burbank Film Festival. The screening is 3 p.m. on Saturday, September 11th, and then we have a wonderful gala, which will be the next evening on there.
All right.
Well, that'll
be
at the Burbank
great.
And AMC 16.
All right. Well, listen, James, it's really been great having you on as a guest. I wish that we had more time, but I know this won't be the last that I get a chance to talk to you, and we're going to look forward to wonderful, successful viewing and your gala of Rekindling Christmas. So thanks for coming on as a guest.
Thank you. We're really thrilled with how well it's been received so far. I mean, we're already nominated for an Emmy, and now we're going into the Burbank Film Festival. So thank you for having us on.
And thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
So,
thought we weren't going to have a tech time, but I always
we're not
have
doing
something
a tech time.
To say.
We're,
oh, well, since they played the music, let me do one real quick. I got a phone call this
quickie.
Week that said somebody tried to order a Apple phone on you. Did you order that for $1,000? And I said, no. And then they started asking me questions, and then they started asking me questions about my account on Amazon.
And I said,
hold on for a second. Let me call you back on another line. They hung up. Be aware of those strange calls. Don't give out any information. Okay, Jim, go ahead.
They can be clever, right, Reese? They could be so clever in getting your information.
Absolutely.
Well, let's straighten this out, Reese. We'll straighten this out. Give me your information, your date of birth, your mother's maiden name. It's like, no, don't do that. And be careful And be careful ordering a bottle of vitamins online. Before you know it, there's trucks pulling up to your house dropping off vitamins. Well, we're going to see. We got a caller. Goes way back with us and wanted to say hi. Let's see if the engineer has him on there. Mr. Flash, let me see. Do we got our caller coming in?
Hey,
we got
how you doing, Jim?
Hello, Flash. This is
how you doing, buddy?
Reefa Gray.
Reefa, how you doing, Reefa? I miss you guys.
Hey, Flash. Long time no talk to.
I know, right?
Hey, Flash, what's the deal? How come time is going by so fast? Is there anything you could do about that?
No, I think it's starting to fly by. I don't know. I mean, hey, I hope things get back to normal very soon here, but we got some
noise
going on. I mean, glad that you guys are still around.
You must have felt Eric and I talking about you, I think, last week or so. You saying we haven't heard from Flash lately, and there you are.
I know. I've been very busy. As a matter of fact, I was speaking to Easy a little bit earlier and talked about some things and whatnot, and got some new things going on here. Got to eat now.
You're
always
busy.
Always
yeah,
busy.
NASCAR.
You know that, Jim. You know that. Got an eNASCAR league going.
Cool.
Basically, what it is, it's on PlayStation 4 and 5, and it's called NASCAR Heat 5. I'm the owner of it. I have my assistant on the line with us as well. So what this is basically it's a gaming system, and what you do is we're basically racing on NASCAR. We're doing the Cup Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Truck Series.
Wow.
And basically what happened is we actually cash out to the champion of each season when they actually win. We have a great driver. His name is Mark. He's very, very dominant in all the races. I got a feeling he'll dominate and win all the series, as a matter of fact. And we cash out the championship. You know, it's coming straight out of my pocket. But enough about me. And then I'm doing YouTube now as well. I'm a YouTube creator, which the last time, Reefa, I don't know if you remember, I shared some YouTube content with you. I don't know if you remember that.
Which content? You've already got stuff going on.
I sent it to you with me and the missus. I sent it with me and the missus before where we were doing a prank or something like that.
My question to you is, Flash, Reefa has been involved in just about every kind of sports activity from jumping off glaciers down into the waves to whatever, you know, skydiving. Is there a chance we can get Reefa in one of those NASCARs for a big race? What do you think, Reef? Could we strap you in?
I did street racing. I gave up. I had a GTO. I did street racing, and those days are over.
Okay, Reefa.
We're going to get you in the car. We're going to get you going at high speeds. You got to get in the car and race again. Yeah.
Here's a question for Flash and Reefa. Here's a question for Flash and Reefa. You mentioned GTO. What does and to all our listeners out there, what does and this was a big car back then, guys, in '60s, GTO, Pontiac GTO. What does the letters stand for? GTO. Who's raising their hand out there? What do you think, Reef, Flash? Anybody?
I think
Grand
Torino something.
Torino.
There you go, Grand Torino. Okay.
Not
she got
bad.
It.
Grand Turismo Olimangetti.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, that. Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things I remembered from a while back. But, boy, Flash, the NASCAR circuit is just off the wall. I mean, this is super exciting and everything. And now you're going to be doing a game system, huh? Wow.
Yeah, I'm doing game system. Matter of fact, I got my assistant on if he may speak for a quick minute, if you don't mind, Jim.
Yeah, have him speak. Let's find out, because this is big stuff, all this online stuff with the games and the yeah. NASCAR thing. Well, I'll tell you, Reese, I don't know if you've ever played one of those. If you've played one of those games. Hi, what's your name?
Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
That's my assistant for the league.
Yep.
So your friend's name is Jonathan?
Yes, his name is Jonathan.
How old are you, Jonathan?
I'm 23.
Oh, I thought I heard a little kid's voice. Sorry about that. Okay, so Jonathan, Flash has been, and he goes way back in this. Now, this online stuff is really exciting, and I was just going to ask Retha if she's ever played an online race car game, because that gets your heart beating. That stuff's pretty exciting with the off-road
yeah,
and the on-road. Wow. So where do you get the programming from this? I mean, do you guys, you know, deal with that? That's got to be pretty complicated, you know, the tracks and all that stuff.
It just comes on a like a video game disc. It has all the tracks
okay.
and cars and.
What do you like? What do you think is more popular? The off road going through the creeks and mountains or the regular tracks like NASCAR?
I like Indian F1, but I definitely think that NASCAR is more popular for me. Than like off-roading.
Now the cars, now this racer, is that one of the more popular ones with the world of online gaming? I mean, you got the fighting and the shooting and the space guys and the army guys. The NASCAR, the race car stuff is pretty much up there in the top five, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty much top five, yeah, I would say.
Wow. And they have big tournaments? Are you and Flash involved in, I heard they have, you know, actual tournaments where, you know, everybody gets together and they have, you know, competition, elimination, and then you get the top player. They still have that?
Yeah, they still have those. I'm not one of those big top players, but...
not easy to get
definitely
there.
Definitely trying to get there, though. Definitely trying to get
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So how many hours a day do you practice with this deal?
Probably 4 or 5 hours a day.
Wow. Well, that's going to get you better. That's a lot of hours. And now, let's see if you remember. Do you remember Pong and you know, the first Mario and stuff like that? Do you remember that? Do you ever play
yep.
those games? You more advanced players. Do you ever go back and play some of the old games?
Yeah, I still have an N64 from back in the day.
Ah, that's so cool.
So,
okay,
Mario.
So we gotta wrap up, guys.
I think they're playing it off.
The clock's ticking. Engineers saying time's up. But thank you, Flash and John, for coming on. And this is going to be an exciting world. We want to get an update on how you're advancing in the world with your four-hour-a-day practice session and see if we're going to be watching you on the finals.
Hey, I really appreciate you. And
thank you. Appreciate
it as well. And the name of the league
sure
is
enough.
The Flash Family League, and you guys will see it all on Hall of Fame and everything. And thank you so much, Retha. Thank you so much, Jim. You guys are doing a great job. Continued success. I mean that. God bless you both.
Thank you, Flash.
Yes,
thanks
from
coming on, guys.
Flash.
You
and
too,
Retha,
as well. Thank you too, Jim.
About that time, Retha, we want to thank all our Radio Boomers Live listeners. And we want to thank Kate for popping on and Zandra. Until next week, Retha, what do you think? Time to rock and roll and say goodbye and keep moving, keep the faith. Till then, I'm signing out. Reese, go ahead. You do your thing.
See you next Monday morning, 10 a.m. Have a great week.
So long, guys. Radio Boomers Live signing out.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Retha Gray, Star Betty White, Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.